is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio. Catholic Review Radio is a weekly radio program and podcast hosted by Catholic Review Media, the news operation of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. We are grateful to our Catholic partners for the opportunity to bring quality Catholic programming to our listeners each week.
Welcome to Catholic Review Radio. I'm George Matisek. Tomorrow, the Church celebrates the Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Joining us today to talk about the significance of the feast is Monsignor Charles Mangan, a priest of the Diocese of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a theology professor at Mount St. Mary Seminary in Emmitsburg. Later in the show, we'll learn about some special celebrations related to the feast that will be held at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Baltimore. We'll also talk about next year's World Youth Day and ways young adults in the Archdiocese of Baltimore can participate in local and international World Youth Day events. But first, we welcome Monsignor Mangan. Monsignor, thanks so much for being here on Catholic Review Radio.
You're welcome, George. It's great to be with you. It's a great joy and pleasure.
It might be a little obvious from the name of the feast we're talking about, but what does the Church mean when it speaks of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary?
The mystery of the Assumption is that at the end of her earthly life, Mary was assumed by God, body and soul, into heaven. This is called the dogma of the Assumption, and it's one of the four Marian dogmas. The others would be Mary, Mother of God, Mary as the Ever-Virgin, and Mary as the Immaculate Conception. So the Assumption is the fourth Marian dogma, and it is such a great jewel in the crown of our Blessed Lady.
How far back does this celebration go in the history of the Church?
It's a very interesting discussion, George. We know that in 1950, Pope Pius XII, who is now Venerable Pius XII, defined the dogma of the Assumption. But the belief in the Assumption went back many, many centuries. It so happens that in the East, so especially the Greek speakers or those who were non-Latin speakers, would speak about this great mystery and Mary's falling asleep, which is sometimes called the Dormition. And we believe that might be as early as the 4th or 5th century. When it comes to the West, the Latin speakers, which we would be part of, in 650, the feast of the Dormition, the idea of the Dormition was mentioned. And then the notion of the Assumption we started speaking about, especially in the 800s and later. So it's a very beautiful and longstanding feast. We don't believe that the discussion of this feast goes back, let's say, to the 1st and 2nd centuries. Nevertheless, we have to remember that when it comes to the dogmas of the Church, they were always true. They were true at a certain time. But then sometimes it took longer for reflection and prayerful study to be able to, you know, put this out and unfurl this mystery so that we could think about it.
How do you think this feast relates to Catholics today? How do Catholics connect to the Assumption?
I suppose for many Catholics, the Assumption is considered a holy day of obligation. Now, in the United States for some years now, when the Assumption falls on a Saturday or a Monday, the obligation to attend Mass and to avoid servile work does not follow through. But it still remains a solemnity even on these days. So, for example, tomorrow, August 15th, we'll have this great solemnity. I think also, George, it's important for us to remember that I think our Catholics today see our Blessed Mother is important. I think sometimes many Catholics today probably haven't had a real major introduction to Mary and the beliefs surrounding her, and whatever we can do to change that, I think, is so important. One thing my bishop who ordained me, Bishop Paul Dudley, said many years ago, he thought that the Feast Day of the Assumption is especially connected to the beauty of the human body, which today is so crucial for us to understand and appreciate. The beauty of the human body, the gift of God to us in our bodies. And in Our Lady, we know that her body has already been glorified.
This year, in many dioceses across the United States, including in the Archdiocese of Baltimore, there's not an obligation for Catholics to attend Mass on the feast day, although they're certainly encouraged to do so. Could you explain that, why there's not an obligation? I know this gets confusing every time it pops up. Could you clarify why that is?
Yes. The United States bishops, some years ago, and by now we would be saying 20 years ago approximately, had decided that when certain holy days fell on a Monday or Saturday, the obligation to attend Mass would be lifted. The idea, I think, was the notion that it was difficult for some priests to celebrate the Masses of the Solemnity as a holy day because of their obligations for Sunday Mass and so forth. So I think what you would say now in the United States is that only Christmas Day and the Feast of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, December 8th, are the two holy days that are recognized no matter what day of the week they follow. Whereas the Assumption is an example of one that is certainly, as you said, tomorrow is a solemnity. And so we are certainly exhorted and encouraged to go to Mass, but there isn't the obligation that there is.
Well, our guest this segment has been Monsignor Charles Mangan, a theology professor at Mount St. Mary Seminary in Emmitsburg. Monsignor Mangan, thanks again for being here.
You're welcome, George, and thank you for your kind invitation.
We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Angelus Virata of the Baltimore Basilica about some special events coming up on the Feast of the Assumption, and we'll also talk about World Youth Day and ways young adults can participate in some local and international events for World Youth Day. I'm George Matisek. You're listening to Catholic Review Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Archdiocese of Baltimore makes the protection of children a leading priority in its parishes, schools, and other ministries. The Archdiocese seeks to keep kids safe through training and background checks and by implementing a zero-tolerance policy for anyone credibly accused of abusing a child. For more information about the Archdiocese efforts to keep our children safe, please visit www.archbalt.org/accountability.
Catholic news from the Archdiocese of Baltimore and around the world with the Catholic Review. A theme of togetherness resounded within the diverse groups receiving grants at the Archdiocese of Baltimore's annual Catholic Campaign for Human Development Awards Luncheon, August 10th at St. Bernardine Church in West Baltimore. Speakers from the Baltimore CCHD Committee, Bishop Bruce Lewandowski, and 8 organizations receiving grants all touched on the need to work collectively to achieve their goals of ending systematic poverty and racism in their communities. CCHD Diocesan Director Monsignor Richard Bozzelli noted that Baltimore was blessed with a diversity of groups, receiving more than $250,000 in grants. CCHD is the domestic anti-poverty program of the U.S. Catholic Bishops. It has a complementary mission of educating on poverty and its causes. CCHD's funding primarily comes from a national collection each November. The funds collected locally go to the national CCHD office and then are distributed as grants to regional committees throughout the nation. This year's Baltimore Archdiocesan collection brought in $127,000. However, the Baltimore CCHD committee's groups were awarded $356,000 in national and local grants. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. Passing of time in one's life is meant to be lived as a God-given grace and not a meaningless pursuit to preserve one's youthfulness, Pope Francis said. Men and women are, quote, apprentices of life, end quote, who amid trials and tribulations learn to appreciate God's gift, honoring the responsibility of sharing it and making it bear fruit for everyone, the Pope said August 10th. The Pope said the conceit of stopping time, of wanting eternal youth, unlimited well-being, absolute power, is not only impossible, it is delusional. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. For Catholic Review Media, I'm Kevin Parks.
Remember the spirit of your parish community, the power of worshiping together, the warmth of friends new and old who share your faith. Join us for Mass this weekend. Visit archbell.org to find a Catholic parish near you. Feel the joy.
This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Review Radio. This is George Matisek. Tomorrow is the Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in this segment, we're going to talk about some special events taking place at the Baltimore Basilica, which is named in honor of the Assumption, and we'll also learn about some special opportunities for young adults coming up over the next several months leading up to World Youth Day next year in Portugal. Joining us to talk about all this is Angelus Virata. She is the Director of Evangelization for the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Baltimore. Angelus, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, George, for the invitation.
So the Solemnity of the Assumption is always such a big celebration for the Basilica. What kinds of things do you have lined up this year?
Yes. So tonight we have the Vigil of the Assumption that will start at 6 p.m. in the upper church of the Basilica. There will be Eucharistic adoration, confessions, and a time for praise and worship. It's a great time to prepare our hearts as we prepare for the celebration of the Solemnity of Our Lady of the Assumption, which is on Monday, which is tomorrow, Monday, August 15. On Monday, we actually have the Assumption Mass at 6:15 p.m., followed by a party on our lawn. So there will be free food and beverages. So it'll be a great time. So it starts tonight for the Vigil of the Assumption at 6 p.m. So that'll be from 6 to 8 with adoration, confession, and praise and worship. And then it continues the next day with Mass at 6:15 p.m. in the upper church, followed by, our lawn party with free food and beverage. So anybody can come. Everyone is invited. So if anybody wants to pop by the Basilica, that would be amazing. So we just offer this, and it's open to the public.
You are also very involved in the planning of some events related to World Youth Day, which will be held next year in Portugal. I understand that there will be an information table at the Assumption party after Mass tomorrow night. Could you tell us about that?
During the party, we'll have a table for the World Youth Day, which I'm, definitely working on with Father Matt Himes from the Office of Vocations to engage a lot of our young adults to be, to actually take an interest in coming with us to World Youth Day in Lisbon, Portugal, but at the same time also take an interest in the local pilgrimage series that the Archdiocese will be hosting in various parishes here in the Baltimore area. The local pilgrimage will not just be held in the parishes in the city of Baltimore, but it will be throughout. It's we're basically selected various parishes. We'll even go all the way down to Emmitsburg, to Annapolis, to St. Margaret's in Bel Air, to St. Louis in Clarksville. So, we'll try to really, host it in various parishes throughout the Archdiocese, trying to engage young adults from various parishes, as well as universities. So we're trying to get the students as well, the college students and the graduate students, to join us for the World Youth Day, especially in the local pilgrimages, and then later on for the World Youth Day in Lisbon, Portugal.
Could you tell us a little bit about the theme for World Youth Day this year? It has a Marian theme, I understand.
Yes, it does. So the theme for World Youth Day 2023 is Mary Arose and Went with Haste. It's based on the scripture passage in Luke chapter 1, verse 39. As Mary courageously said yes to God and moved in haste as a missionary of charity, that we hope that we strive to imitate Mary and respond to the call within each of us to arise and be missionary disciples. So that really is the essence of that theme, is that we may imitate her as she gave her fiat, as Mary gave her fiat to God and went in haste. She didn't, you know, she didn't take her time. Like, she went in haste as a missionary of charity, helping out to help out her cousin Elizabeth, who is also pregnant. And that we too may have that same attitude and aptitude in responding to God's call in our lives, and to really rise up and become the missionary disciples as God has called each one of us.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've had an opportunity to attend some of the previous World Youth Days. Could you tell us what those experiences were like, and why would you encourage young adults of our archdiocese to make that step and go on the pilgrimage?
Yeah, so the one that I've been to is the one in Toronto, Canada. And that was my first experience of seeing the universality of the Catholic Church, to see young people, teenagers as well as young adults coming together from various countries in Canada and worshiping together at Mass. There was the Stations of the Cross. There was a vitality, as if you will, there's a vitality in seeing the Church come alive in its youth. That perhaps that sometimes when we go to our own parish, it may not feel that way. It may not have the same vibe, the same feel that, and especially if you come from maybe there's not a lot of young adults in your parish, or maybe it's a very small young adult community or even a youth ministry. So, you know, the essence of the World Youth Day is really to see the universality of the Church, that we are, you know, from various countries to come together, speaking in their own languages, that we unite in the Eucharist, that we unite together as Catholic people, as Catholic Christians coming together to worship God, being united in our bond in the Eucharist, worshiping Jesus Christ, as well as deepening our faith. In the talks that are given, there's various talks that are given at the World Youth Day. There's catechesis. So there's an essence of evangelization and catechesis to evangelize the people who are coming together and to catechize them to grow deeper in their relationship with God, as well as their walk with Mary and the saints. So I would say that that was the first time from my experience to see the Church come together. It's very international, and to meet people of a different country, but yet they're Catholic and that we worship together. It was really powerful to see that. And then you'll see also young adults that are very alive in their faith. And so if there are young adults that perhaps you go to a church that there's not a lot of people like that, you know, there's a power and an impact to that. To see a church alive in their faith, again, the universality of the Church, and at the same time be fed, not only, you know, be fed by the Eucharist at Mass, as well as the catechesis that you're being taught. And then there's also the social aspect of that, to meet other young adults of various, you know, of various ethnicities, you know. And so this is an opportunity to see Catholic young people alive in their faith, come together in one place, worship God, and in fellowship, and it's also fun to like see people, you know, worshiping God and doing praise and worship. So there's a lot of music. There's an aspect of, you know, there's music in different languages. There's talks that's translated in different languages. It really kind of impacts you in such a way, moves you, you know, there's like a wow factor to see people alive in their faith. And you know, and the only way is that your heart is moved to that. Your heart, like, you want that and you want more of that. And you want to bring that back here, you know, that vibrancy. I would say that would be the reasons. Those are the reasons why I really want young adults to come, is to be moved by the Holy Spirit, to come alive in their faith, to open to God's call in their hearts, and to desire a deepening of their relationship with Jesus Christ that perhaps they've never, ever experienced before.
Are there any age requirements or other requirements for those who want to go on the pilgrimage group with the Archdiocese of Baltimore to World Youth Day?
Yes, so basically we're bringing a delegation of young adults ages 18 to 39.
Okay.
And that's a pretty wide range right there, from a college student to someone who's a little bit more established as a young professional.
Okay. We have about a minute left. Could you tell us about the local events leading up to the World Youth Day? They're starting up pretty soon. Could you tell us some of the topics and some of the things that will be happening?
Yes. So the World Youth Day local pilgrimage series that is sponsored by the Archdiocese of Baltimore will be held in various parishes, and it will be, our kickoff would be held at the Basilica of the Assumption, our very own basilica, and the mass celebrant and the speaker for August 20th, which is, that's the kickoff date, is Saturday, August 20th, is with Father Brendan Fitzgerald, who is our new rector, and he will talk about, you know, and unpack the theme, World Youth Day 2023, Mary Arose and Went with Haste. So the local pilgrimage series will be held on a monthly basis every third Saturday of the month from like 8 a.m. to about, you know, 1 p.m. There's an aspect, it's comprised of mass, a dynamic talk by speaker, Eucharistic adoration with confession. And then there's also a social aspect to it, too, where we get to fellowship during lunch. And so we try to make it into a half day, formation day for young adults. And so anyway, that would be held, every month, and, starting August 20th will be held in different parishes throughout the Archdiocese. We do have a landing page already. So, if you go to the Archdiocese of Baltimore, that will be there. This event is free to all young adults, whether or not you come with us to Lisbon, Portugal, and World Youth Day next year. This is for everyone. And we hope to, you know, the goal of this is really to engage, evangelize, and catechize our people, our young adults in the Archdiocese of Baltimore, for our young adults to come alive in the faith. And if, you know, and if it, they're already alive in their faith, it's a deepening of that faith. And some of the topics that we have from nuns, you know, from sisters, such as Mother Asteron from the Servidori, she'll be giving a talk at the Seton Shrine in October. Sister Michaela Martinez, who's a Dominican sister, who's a teacher at Mount of Sales, she'll give a talk at St. Mark's in Catonsville. We also have other pastors, such as Father Michael Diaz-Canes, who's the pastor at St. Louis Parish. We'll be going to his parish, and he'll be, you know, he'll be giving a talk there. We'll have one of our speakers is actually a Mariologist, Monsignor Charles Mangan, who's a professor, associate professor of theology and a Mariologist at Mount St. Mary's Seminary. And he will give talks on, you know, the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima in Portugal and what is the message that Our Lady is trying to convey to us and how does that impact us in today's world, in our modern world. So that's just a flavor of some of the topics that will be given at these local pilgrimage. But we have, we also, that's just on the English speaking side. We also have two Spanish, you know, two events for young adults for the Hispanic community. It'll be totally in Spanish. And one would be held in September. That would be in Sacred Heart, Glendon. And the other one would be in March, and that would be in Sacred Heart in Highlandtown. And so watch out for our landing page. All of this information will be there. You could reach, you can go to the Archdiocese of Baltimore, archbalt.org, for all the information about World Youth Day, what is the World Youth Day event in Lisbon, Portugal. You could register for that there, as well as to get information and to register for the local pilgrimage series here within our own archdiocese. So, you know, anyone has any questions, feel free to reach out to me. My information is also out there on that landing page, as well as Father Matt Himes.
And once again, that page is archbalt.org. That's archbalt.org. And there'll be a link to all the information, all the schedules, and how you can register for the pilgrimage if you want to go over to Portugal for World Youth Day. Angelus Virata has been our guest. She's the Director of Evangelization for the Baltimore Basilica. Angelus, thanks so much again for being here.
Thank you so much, George. Appreciate it. And God bless you and your ministry.
God bless you, too. For Catholic Review Radio, I'm George Matisek. Thanks for listening.
Remember the spirit of your parish community, the power of worshiping together, the warmth of friends new and old who share your faith. Join us for Mass this weekend. Visit archbell.org to find a Catholic parish near you. Feel the joy.
You're probably not getting much church news in your daily newspaper or on your local TV station. The Catholic Review is the only publication in the Archdiocese of Baltimore that covers the Catholic Church full-time. There are so many ways to stay in touch with the Catholic Review. Pick up the monthly magazine at your parish or have it delivered to your home. Get fresh news every day online at catholicreview.org. Subscribe to our e-newsletter for twice-weekly updates. Just text CR Media to 84576. Follow the Catholic Review on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Catholic Review Media will inspire, teach, inform, and engage you wherever your faith takes you. Read it today in print or online at catholicreview.org. That's catholicreview.org.
Tune in to Catholic Review Radio next week. Available on WMET 1160 AM and 103.1 FM. Also, WSJF 92.7 FM in the Sykesville area and WVTO 92.7 FM in Baltimore City. Check us out on SoundCloud or your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Catholic Review Radio. As we prepare for the week ahead, let us do so in prayer together as one community of faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us also ask the blessing and intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Almighty God bless us and keep us always in his love.